Mickey with the mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat 635 and three quarters down 2 3/4. December 649 down 1 1/2. Soft September wheat 542 3/4 down 1 1/4. December 562 3/4 down 1 3/4. September corn 355 1/4 down 3 1/2. December 365 1/2 down 3 3/4. March 378 1/4 down 3 3/4. July 394 down 3 3/4. August soybeans 12.18 3/4 down 13 3/4. September 10.76 down 19 1/4. November 10.59 3/4 down 19 3/4. August soybean meal 382.80 down 5.40. September 355.80 down $5. August soybean oil 35.49 down 53. September 35.57 down 55. August live cattle 158.55 up 32 1/2. August feeders 221.55 up 57 1/2. August lean hogs 116.40 down 67 1/2.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
When we left yesterday, there was some hope based on the technical action of lower lows in soybeans and December corn, and then sharply higher prices, that we might be seeing the potential for a little run. And we were kind of thinking maybe overnight we might begin to build on that. That didn't happen at all. The only good thing you can say is that soybeans and corn have come off their lows today.
We could say it rained on their parade a little bit.
Yeah, we could do
that.
Because
we did see some moisture in north central Illinois. We actually even saw 1 to 2 tenths of an inch rain over our way, although that was not really called for. It was very low percentage, didn't look like it. So basically along the way, two things happened. I think FC Stone slapped us in the face with some really, really big numbers, a little higher than what some of them were looking for. Then following that, we saw a little change in where the precipitation was falling, and maybe a little better chance of it later this week than what we had on yesterday through the noon forecast, Dave. And between the two, brought the sellers back out.
All right, FC Stone, 14.455 billion bushels, the yield 172.4. Soybeans, 3.865 billion bushels, the yield 46.0. So again, another estimate above 170. Is there anybody that you could find that would say less than 170 at this point?
Well, I'm sure there's somebody, but I don't know who they are, Dave. Yeah, let's look at Illinois corn production average yield of 203 bushels.
Yeah, that would be an all-time record.
That is just about unbelievable. I mean, I cannot even imagine we have a state average over 200 bushels that way. So that's one of the things that's, you know, pop back in things here today again. It doesn't help also that overnight we're getting estimates that the Brazilian crop would go in and probably have close to a 5% increase in bean acres. Coming along also doesn't help the bean attitude here either.
Well, they're looking at the prices just like we are, aren't they?
They are, and basically, as we look at it, they were having to add a subsidy to get the corn transported out, that they could even try to break even on it. So why not plant beans? They can still make some money on. So, you know, just like we saw it this year, the dollars and cents added up that you're better to plant beans and corn, and that's why we've got all those acres.
All right. So if next week USDA comes in with anything under 170, no one's going to believe them, right?
No, I mean, but the one thing is along the way, if they would stay under 170, at least they wouldn't be pushing that 172 to 174 bracket, that they would still be hanging back a little bit from that idea. A lot of times we'll see the USDA be a little bit hesitant to put all their eggs in the basket as of yet, you know, because we haven't finished up on the weather for the rest of this month. And I mean, you know, there's still a lot of time left in August and September that something can happen weather-wise.
So if the trade is well above 170, why would, and the trade is trading those numbers as what futures are.
Yes, they are.
Then why would there be a lot of talk about the potential of D's corn to go down to close to $3 or Novi soybeans to go under $10?
Well, there was a lot of comments were put out after their numbers last night that these numbers could take us down to set new lows, that we are looking at the idea that this will could possibly take out the 350 level along with that. So, you know, I'm not sure why if we're already trading these lofty numbers, but I think sometimes the reality when it hits and where they can go and is there going to be freight available to move that? Is there trains going to be there? Are barges going to be there? And what the rest of the world, when we actually see it, it's going to be another sort of shock to us.
I know that there's a lot of concern about moving of the grain during harvest, especially on the train part.
Yeah, I mean, look at what the freight rates have done over the last 3 weeks. I mean, we saw basically double since the 1st of June on what barge rates were and what rail rates were. And that's a big thing to double the freight rates. That really hurts the basis for the local farmers. And it also puts us in a bind as far as getting grain to the Gulf and making it competitive with other nations we go to sell it.
So there's lots of unpriced corn and soybean acres out there still, right?
Yes, especially when you stop and think that most people weren't figuring 200 bushels of the acre when they were selling a percentage of their crop.
So what are they going to do with this unpriced corn?
Well, the thoughts are by most individuals out there that the farmers are going to be stubborn about selling cheap corn, and probably most everything that they have room for will get stored. We know that one of the major grain companies this morning was putting out a recommendation that if you're thinking that way, you should be putting a hedge out in the July corn to take advantage of the carry for putting it in there, that hopefully the bases will be back sometime after harvest a little bit, and your hedge out there would take care of that. You cannot pay or accept the wide harvest basis. So, you know, somewhere around that $3.95 to $4 basis July corn might not be a bad sale if you haven't done much yet.
There's a technique that we haven't seen for a while.
Yes, we haven't thought of that one for ages, have we? Trying to lock in the carry on grain when it's generally the upfront that's been the higher of the last few years. So, no, but that is something that I think we should be considering here, Dave.
Is there still money to be made even at this depressed level of futures value to do in options with puts?
Well, you know, we're not that much different than what we were the other day. You know, there's still some ideas of things we should do is to really protect against the disaster of that $3 type corn. You know, the 360, the 370 puts, something like that. Not really attractive, but might end up looking good in the end.
Anything else before we let you go this morning?
No, I think that's about it, Dave.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. The current tick in the marketplace for you: hard red September wheat is 634.5 down 4. Soft September 541.5 down 2.5. September corn 354.75, now 55 even down 3.75. December 365.25 down 4. August soybeans 12.19.75 down 12.75. September 10.76.75 down 18.5. November 10.60.75 down 18.75. August soybean meal 383.20 down $5. August soybean oil 35.47 down 55. August live cattle 158.55 up 32.5. August feeders. 221, 77 and a half up 80. August lean hogs, 116, 42 and a half down 65. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.